Sabbath blessing and welcome to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening on the phone, later on the recording, and also on the radio, Sabbath blessing everyone on this beautiful Sabbath, April 8, 2017. This is lesson 225. This is chapter 48, entitled, Who is the Greatest? Part 6. Our opening hymn is entitled, When He Cometh. You can also find it in the hymn book, number 218.
When he cometh, when he cometh, to make up his jewels, all his jewels, precious jewels, his loved and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his brightness adorning, they shall shine in their beauty, bright gems for his crown. He will gather the gems for his kingdom, all the pure ones, all the bright ones, his loved and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his brightness adorning, they shall shine in their beauty, bright gems for his crown. Little children, who love their Redeemer, are his jewels, precious jewels, his love and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his brightness adorning, they shall shine in their beauty, bright gems for his crown.
Well, God, thank you. Thank you for everything, for learning, for this. Amen.
Amen. Our opening scripture is taken from the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 1, from the King James Version, and it reads, Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou be also tempted. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, we will end with part 6 of our lesson entitled, Who is the Greatest? In our study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of their family would like to take the following verses, blah, blah.
James 5:20, let him know that he which covered the sinner from the error of his ways, converted the sinner from the error of his ways, shall save his soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sin. 2 Corinthians 5:20. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ that you be reconciled to God.
Leviticus chapter 19, verse 17. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Matthew chapter 18, 15. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall bear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. Amen.
Matthew chapter 18, verse 16. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. Matthew chapter 18, verse 17. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican.
Matthew 18:18. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Matthew 18:19. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Today, dear ones, we will cover pages 440 through 442. Welcome to all the brethren that are joining us. We are in the Eye of Ages, page 440. Babala.
The Eye of Ages, page 440. In the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Galatians 6:1. Go to the erring one and tell him his faults, thee and him alone. Do not put him to shame by exposing his faults to others, nor bring dishonor upon Christ by making public the sin or error of one who bears his name. Often a truth may be plainly spoken to the erring. He must be led to see his error that may reform.
But you are not to judge or to condemn. Make no attempt at self-justification. Let all your efforts be for his recovery. In treating the wounds of the soul, there is need of the most delicate touch, the finest sensibility. Only the love that flows from the suffering one of Calvary can avail here. With pitying tenderness, let brother deal with brother, knowing that if you succeed, you will save a soul from death and hide a multitude of sins. James chapter 5, verse 20, says Desire of Ages, page 440, paragraph 3. And on the slide there, it says, judge not that ye be not judged, Matthew chapter 7, 1. It says, only the love that flows from the suffering one from Calvary can avail here. And it says, I love you. It says, let him know that he which converts the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death. James chapter 5:20. It says, to make a difference in someone's life, you don't have to be brilliant, rich, beautiful, or perfect. You just have to have hear enough and be there. Amen. It says, do not judge. You don't know what storm I've asked her to walk through. Oh wow. Amen.
But even the saffron may be unveiling, then said Jesus, take with thee one or two more. It may be that there you untie
and
united influence with prevail where that of the first was unsuccessful. Not being parties to the trouble, they will be more likely to act impartly, and this fact will give the counsel greater weight with the erring one.
And on the side it says, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the middle of them. Matthew 18:20.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. What is needed in treating the wounds of the soul when all your effort is for the recovery of the erring one? And what will bring greater weight in counsel in the recovery when the first effort is unsuccessful? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, blah, blah.
There is need of the most
delicate
touch, the finest
sensibility
only the love that flows from the
suffering
one is of
Calvary
can
avail
with
pitying
tenderness. Let brother
deal
deal with mother, you will have saved a soul from death and out.
Mm-mm.
Wait, not being
parties
to the
trouble,
they will be more like me to
us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, Layla. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 38 and 37.
Judge not and ye shall not be judged, condemn not and ye shall not be condemned, forgive and ye shall be forgiven. Luke chapter 6, verse 37. Give and it shall be given unto you, good measure pressed down and shaken together, and running over shall men get into your bosom, for with the same measure that ye meet, it shall be
Luke chapter 6. Amen. Praise the Lord. That scripture song was taken from Scripture Singer Songs in the section of character building. Let us continue in our study, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 441. If he will not hear them then, and not till then, the matter is to be brought before the whole body of believers. Let the members of the church, as the representatives of Christ, unite in prayer and loving entreaty that the offender may be restored. The Holy Spirit will speak through his servants, pleading with the wanderer to return to God. Paul the Apostle, speaking by inspiration, says, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. 2 Corinthians 5:20. And on the side, it repeats the same verse of 2 Corinthians 5:18. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. And now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God.
He who rejects this unrighteous,
united.
He who rejects this united. Or true has broken the tie that binds him to Christ and thus has served himself from the fellowship,
severed
himself from the fellowship of the church. Henceforth, said Jesus, let him not be unto thee as an heathen man and a publican, but he is not to be regarded as cut off the mercy of God. Let him not cut off from the mercy of God. Let him not be despised or neglected by his former brethren, but be treated with tenderness and compassion as one of the lost sheep that Christ is still seeking to bring to this God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. What should be done by the members of the church as the representative of Christ if the erring one will not hear them after the matter was brought before the whole body of believers? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
They should unite in prayer and loving entreaty that the offender may be restored. The Holy Spirit will speak through his servants, pleading with the wonders.
Desire of Ages, page 441. Christ's instruction as to the treatment of the urn repeats in more specific form the teaching given to Israel through Moses. Though thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart, thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Leviticus 19:17, margin. That is, if one neglects the duty Christ has enjoined of trying to restore those who are in error and sin, he becomes a partaker in the sin. For evils that we might have checked, we are just as responsible as if we were guilty of the acts ourselves. Desire of Ages, page 141, paragraph 3, and the side says, is in Leviticus 19:18, thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love the neighbor as thyself, given to Israel through Moses. And in the middle of it says, love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law, Romans 13:10. And on the bottom says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:2.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. Why was Christ's instruction as to the treatment of the erring repeated in more specific form regarding the teaching given to Israel through Moses firmly taught? If you know the answer to the question, dear one, bubble up.
Because if one neglects the duty Christ has enjoined of trying to restore those who are in error and sin, he becomes a partaker in sin. For evil that we might have checked, we are just as responsible as if we were guilty of the acts ourselves.
Desire of Ages, page 441. But it is to a wrongdoer himself that we are to present the wrong. We are not to make it a matter of comment and criticism among ourselves, nor even after it is told to the church are we at liberty to repeat it to others. A knowledge of the faults of Christians will be only a cause of stumbling to the unbelieving world. And by dwelling upon these things, we ourselves can receive only harm, for it is by beholding that we become changed. And on the middle side says, let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. Romans 14:13. And on the other side of the middle says, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, and honor preferring one another, Romans 12:10. While we seek to correct the others of our other, the Spirit of God will lead us to shield him as far as possible from the criticism of even his own brethren, and how much more from the censure of the unbelievable. We ourselves are erring and need Christ's pity and forgiveness, and just as we wish him to deal with us, he bids us deal with one another. Desiring is page 441, paragraph 4. And the bottom, left bottom slide says, whoever causes the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit. Proverbs 28:10. And the top it says, I will not leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13:5.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. Why are we not to make the wrongdoing by others a matter of comment and criticism among ourselves? And are we at liberty to repeat the matter to others after, if it's told to the church? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
Acknowledge of the faults of Christ. Christians will be only a cause of stumbling to the unbelieving world, and by dwelling upon these things, we ourselves can receive only harm, for it is by beholding that we become.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, dear Sister Janelle. Let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 32.
And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Ephesians 4:32.
Amen. The scripture song was also taken from the section of character building from Scripture Song Singers. We are in Desire of Ages, page 442.
Desire of Ages, page 442. Whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You are acting as the ambassadors of heaven, and the issues of your work are for eternity. On the side, it says, truly I say to you, whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And that's from Matthew 18:18. And Matthew 16:19 says, and I will give to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. We are to be ambassadors of heaven for the world. Amen.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Desire of Ages, page 442. But we are not to bear this great responsibility alone. Amen. Whenever His word is obeyed with a sincere heart, dear Christ abide. Amen. Not only He is present in the assemblies of the church, but wherever the disciple, however few may meet in His name, there also He will be, and He will say, if two of you shall agree on the earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Desire of Ages 442, paragraph 2. On the side it says, again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree in earth as touching things they shall ask, Matthew 18:19, and it shall be done for them, my Father which is in heaven, Matthew 18:19, King James Version. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, are we to bear this great responsibility alone? And who will be in the midst of us, however few, who meet in His name? If you know the answer to the question.
No, wherever His word is obeyed with a sincere heart, where Christ abides, not only is He present in the assemblies of the church, but wherever disciples, however few, meet in His name, there also He will be.
Desire of Ages, page 442, Jesus says, my Father which is in heaven, as reminding His disciples that while by His humanity He is linked with them, a sharer in their trials, and sympathizing with them in their sufferings, by His divinity He is connected with the throne of the infinite. Wonderful assurance! The heavenly intelligences unite with men in sympathy and labor for the saving of that which was lost. And all the power of heaven is brought to combine with human ability in drawing souls to Christ. Amen.
Desire of Ages 442, paragraph 3. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. This is our last question, dear ones. Boys and girls, what has Jesus left as a reminder to his disciples as well as to us today? And what is our wonderful assurance? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
Jesus says, "My Father which is in heaven," as reminding his disciples that while by his humanity, he is linked with them. They share in their trials, sympathizing with them in their sufferings, and by his divinity, and he is connected with the throne of infinite, the heavenly intelligence, unite with men in sympathy and labor for the saving of that which was lost.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear ones, we have come to the end of the first section of our children's Sabbath school lesson. And this is the section where we ask all the precious little ones to come very close, because it's story time. And our dear brother Dick will be the one to narrate it.
Good morning, boys and girls. I hope my signal is better today. It's story time, April 8, 2017. And the theme of our story is in gaining victory over appetite. Does anybody have a problem with appetite? That's man's biggest downfall. And when the tempter came to him, that was Jesus, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he, Jesus, answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Matthew 4:3-4. The great trial of Christ in the wilderness on the point of appetite was to leave man an example of self-denial. That means we do without something we want or need. This long fast was to convict or convince men of the sinfulness of things in which professed Christians indulge. It is sinful to satisfy ourselves with some food items, especially eating between meals, and some toys maybe that we do not need. The victory which Christ gained in the wilderness was to show men the sinfulness of the very things in which he takes such pleasure. Eating between meals or eating the wrong things is where we sin the most easily. The salvation of man was in the balance, and to be decided by the trial of Christ in the wilderness. If Christ was a victor on the point of appetite, a victor is someone who overcomes a temptation, then there was a chance for man to overcome. Christians who understand the mystery of godliness, is why God loved us so much that he let Jesus come to earth and die for our sins. That will be our study throughout eternity. That's hard to understand. Christians who understand the mystery of godliness, who have a high and sacred sense of the atonement, that is getting right with God, who realize in the sufferings of Christ in the wilderness a victory gained for them, would be greatly strengthened by earnestly and frequently comparing their lives with the true standard, the life of Christ. This means we need to study Jesus' life and copy it. The amusements or sports and video games, which lead to levity or foolishness and forgetfulness of God, can find no sanction in the example of Christ. He didn't do it. The world's Redeemer. Jesus never played sports or video games. Jesus is the only safe pattern for men to copy if he would overcome as Christ overcame. Man now has the advantage over Adam in his warfare, that is a battle, with Satan. For he has Adam's experience in disobedience and his consequent fall to warn him to shun his example. As we study the Bible, we can see how Adam broke God's law and brought all the trouble on this world that we see and hear. Man also has Christ's example in overcoming appetite and the manifold, or many, temptations of Satan. And in vanquishing, and that means to overcome, the mighty foe upon every point, and coming off victor in every contest, Jesus used Bible texts to meet the devil's temptations. Memorize Bible texts, and they will help you recognize the devil's temptations and help you overcome them. The habits of eating and drinking are the most difficult to overcome because Satan binds us securely to his chariot car. If we can't overcome on appetite, he's got us on his side. Eating and drinking too much or the wrong thing pleases the devil, and it displeases Jesus. All who give themselves to the service of Christ will follow the example of Christ and will be perfect overcomers. Sons and Daughters of God, page 141. And our verse again, and when the tempter came to him, that is Jesus, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones be made bread. But he, Jesus, answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, or comes from God's word, the Bible, Matthew 4, 3 and 4. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, dear Brother Dick. It's really a pleasant to be able to see that your voice came out so clear. Thank you, Jesus. What a blessing. Next week, dear ones, we will begin a new chapter of our lesson entitled At the Feast of Tabernacles in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, would like to close with prayer, babula.
Father God, thank you for everything you did to keep us safe. Thank you for creating us. And I hope you can forgive all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen, dear sister. And I stand in agreement with you, dear. So next week, dear ones, that will be Sabbath, April 15, 2017, we're going to begin with our new chapter 49 entitled At the Feast of Tabernacles. Dear ones, we would like to thank all the little ones, mommies and daddy, that participated in the reading. And we have also created activities for the whole family to enjoy. This is truly a very solemn study, and we pray and hope that nowadays you can go back and read it again, that we may be able to examine ourselves. Because sometimes when we are caught up in our feelings and in anger and all of those spirits that blocks the word of God to understand, let us lock ourselves with the Savior that the Lord may examine and also correct and instruct and reconcile in Jesus' name. Have a blessed and peaceful Sabbath, dear ones. God bless each and every one and the speakers that will come after. May the Lord give a live coal in their mouth that they may be able to continue feeding all of us in Jesus' name. Amen.